8 out of 11 seemingly healthy rhinos being transported from a national park to a sanctuary died. The Kenyan government called it an unprecedented death toll. They believe salty water was the cause. Vicky Croak covers all things animals for us. And Vicky, lately yours has been a very sad beat. But we understand that the transfer of the rhinos started at the end of last month as part of a long-planned effort to help them to safely establish a new breeding population. How could this have happened?
Oh, it's such a tragedy, Robin. Mm. You know, Kenyan officials had talked about the safety and environmental checks they had done before this translocation began. But so far, the government has not made clear when exactly the rhinos died or the exact circumstances. But veterinarians with the Kenyan Wildlife Service say it was salt poisoning, that apparently there was high salinity in the water of their new home, which can cause deadly dehydration. Mm. Now the program, which had been ready to move even more rhinos, has been suspended, and the government says it's bringing in experts for an independent inquiry.
So there's so much salt in the water, so they get thirsty, they drink more, and they get sicker. I mean, they're getting sicker and then sicker and sicker. What about the remaining three rhinos from the original group?
It appears they are okay, that they're alive. A government statement earlier said they were now, in fact, receiving fresh, safe water. But this is where conservation groups and advocates are pointing out the need for some fast transparency. Paula Kahumbu, the chief executive of Wildlife Direct, that's a conservation group in Kenya, mm-hmm. She said that a little boy had asked her what so many of us are wondering. How could this happen? Were the remote cameras focused on the animals? Were members of the relocation team or veterinarians with the rhinos? Couldn't they see that the rhinos were getting sick? And Kahumbu says she doesn't have answers to those questions because official information is so scant.
And we should say we do know that moving animals like this isn't easy. We've talked about this. The move in 2016 that involves some greater one-horned rhinos in Nepal. It's always risky. You're tranquilizing and moving huge wild animals, then you have to bring them back, but it's often done safely.
That's right. And I mean, right in Kenya alone from 2005 to 2017, the government by its own count has moved 149 rhinos in this way in various conservation efforts. And the Ministry of Tourism says that only 8 have been lost in the process, scattered all of those years. And they're not talking about the 8 in this most recent incident this year. So to lose 8 at once now, 8 out of just 11 is really shocking.
Look, where are we worldwide with rhinos? We know about the death of the last male northern white rhino this past spring. But these deaths in Kenya, talk about rhino conservation in general.
It's tough. Globally, poachers have become more and more sophisticated in killing rhinos and collecting their horn for the illegal trade. Black rhinos, according to the World Wildlife Fund, their numbers were reduced by 98% in Africa between 1960 and 1995. Mm-hmm. But the last couple of decades, conservation efforts have helped the population climb back up, and it stands above 5,000. One thing for sure, Robin, we know individual animals matter, and all gains are fragile. Any loss is hard to take.
Right. And at 5,000, they're still endangered, black rhinos.
Yeah. That's right.
Vicky Croak covers all things animals for us. She's host of WBUR's The Wildlife blog. We highly recommend it. Vicky, thanks for commenting on the death of these 8 magnificent creatures. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.